1-800-423-8169. That's 1-800-423-8169. Again, that's 1-800-423-8169.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused, and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Awesome God, a mighty God, a wonderful God, a God you can trust, one you ain't got to lift up, but he lifts you up in the time of trouble when you're down. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory. One that don't need anything, but he loves you enough that he asks for you to worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your presence. Glory and praise. Stubborn devil got you. I'm going to help you out just a little bit. It's going to be long, just a little bit. Amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 26. There's not much to say, but it's a powerful word if you would receive it. Amen. We'll read, we'll parade, and peruse the periphery of Isaiah 26, verse 1 through 4. Four verses. Wake me up in here. Amen. Useful thought here this morning. It's a question. It's a question. Where is your mind? Amen. You know how you talk to somebody and they just off the wall and you say, where your mind at? Where is your mind? Amen.
He said those that cleave to, those that hold to, those that grab hold of the truth and don't let go of. He said, buy the truth and what? Sell it not. I wish I had somebody here. He said, whatever we got to do, we got to get the what? The truth. Why? Because it is the truth that makes us free. I know we always say set, right? But setting free, there's a difference in setting and making. Because 400 years ago, slaves were set free. But they were still made to work for nothing. Okay, setting free is like taking a bird in the cage, opening the cage, and say, birdie, you're free. The bird don't know to fly out, but the cage is open. But when you make the bird free is when you take him out of the cage and you throw him up and he flies away. And so what we need with the truth is so that the truth will make us free. And so how does the truth make us free in our mind? It makes us free from the opinions of others because I know what God said about me. I know that I'm the righteous. I know you said some stuff that you don't. I know you don't like me. I know that you hate my guts. I know all the, so who do he think he is, you know, with that army green thing on? He, what, you know, I know you don't like me, but I don't care because I'm free. Because I know the truth that I'm the apple of his eye. I know that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I know, oh, come on and say amen. You try to talk about how arrogant I am. I'm not arrogant, but I do know this, that the greater one lives in me. The greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I wish I had some. So the truth makes me what? Free. And so if you want to be free, just get the truth. Now, there are people who don't want you to tell the truth because they'd rather live in the lie. Because the lie helps them to cope with whatever it is they got to deal with in the internal issues. But I'd rather you tell me the truth. If this is ugly, just say it. But guess what? If I like it, I don't care what you say. Huh? So just say the truth. The truth makes us what? Free. See, then you're free from the next lie you gotta tell. Because if you tell one, y'all don't hear what I'm saying here. So you're free. The truth makes you free. Free in your mind when you know what God said about you. When you understand what God wants from you. When you know the truth. When the word of God is sown in truth, then you are not moved by what goes on around you. Because I'm fortified in truth. I won't be moved. And a lot of times we're moved by any little thing people say. We're moved by every little thing that happens. And especially, oh, don't let one thing happen, and then a couple of days later, another thing happen, or even later on that day, another thing happen, and then all of a sudden, our mind goes all kaput. And we just, if I ain't had bad luck, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have none. Look like I got a dark cloud. You know, no. Where's your mind? Where's your mind? Everybody go through trials. Everybody go through tribulation. And it may just be your season, but the Bible said this is just a light affliction. I wish I had somebody that this thing that we go through is only temporarily. Come on. And so our trials are temporarily, but when we go through our trials, we need to understand that these trials come not to destroy us, come on, but it's for the proving of our faith so that we may grow in God. Tribulation builds our character. God wants you to be solid. If God wants you to be solid, he has to sometimes get the fake stuff off you. Uh-huh. You know, he wants you to be solid, so sometimes he got to make sure what's real and what's fake on you, that you start to see it yourself. You wasn't real with that until he shows you. Then you say, I'm going to be real with you, God. Come on and say amen now. All right, so he says that the righteous which keepeth the truth may enter. That's the only people who can get in this place. It's those who love the truth. We got people that don't love the truth. They love men's philosophy nowadays. They love to hear what all this stuff that, what the Buddha say or the Dalai Lama. They like to hear all this other stuff, but I just want to hear what God said. You know, what God said is enough for me. For anybody else, maybe they need something else, but I'm satisfied. Oh, yeah. And so he satisfied me with life. He satisfied me with the blessings of God. He satisfied me with his grace. I'm satisfied. I don't have to have the quotes of the world. I don't have to have the philosophy of the world in order for me to live. I ain't craving something else because God is more than enough. Oh, anybody craving something else? All right. God is what? So he says now, he says, verse 3, thou wilt, and I'm almost done, keep him in perfect what? Whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Look at that. So we understand that first off, that who is the provider of this peace? We can't have peace with God, the peace of God, until we make peace with God. Right? And so he's the provider of peace. Matter of fact, Jesus is the what? Prince of peace. And peace was so important that in John chapter 14, when Jesus was giving his farewell, he said that I leave you my peace. I give you my peace. Not as the world gives. Because the world gives peace by saying, being fake. Right? The world gives peace by, escapism. In other words, I'm just going to run from it. You got any runners in here? You're going to have to stop running because you know what? Everywhere you run to, you're going to find trouble. Runners always run right into the stuff they ran from. Because they have to face what they ran from. you thought you had peace, but I got some peace. I got something greater than what you had. You thought you experienced it, but I got you something that you haven't experienced yet. Come on and say hallelujah. And so he provides peace. But look, not only that, but look at the prerequisite for peace. He says he'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Come on, because he trusted in thee. Now, that is the prerequisite for peace, is that we got to understand where our mind is. If our mind is not on him, if our mind is not set, if our mind is not focused in on him, guess what? We can't have the peace that he promised. Come on and say amen. Because when God told us he'll give us peace, when we understand that he'll give us peace like a river, when we understand that he'll give us the peace that passes all understanding, what do you mean by that? That means that nobody will understand how all hell has broken loose in your life, and you still going to church, you still standing up, you still go to work, you still go to the store, you ain't hiding from nobody, you still get up in the morning, and you still pray, you still sing your praises, you still able show all 32 if you got them. Come on and say, man, you still able to look people in the eye and say, it's all right. Come on and shout hallelujah. And so when I look at that, I have peace that passes all understanding. You may not understand how I got here, but if you get your mindset, you might understand with me. Come on and say, man, you don't understand what it's like to be lied on and talked about and still go to the liars and the talk abouters and shake their hand and say, good try, but it didn't work, preach. You don't know what it's like to be broke, busted, and disgusted. Your money, come on, is strange. Your money is funny, and your change is strange, but you turn around and you get up every morning, even though they garnish your check, and you still go to work and say, one of these old days, I'ma have my whole check to myself. Preach up in here. You don't know what it's like. Come on. They don't understand how you can say, I ain't got no ride, I gotta walk. Come on, come on and say amen. But one of these old days, it won't be like that. Oh yeah, when all this stuff passed by, you see, you gotta tell yourself, today is like this, but tomorrow could be my day. See, we gotta have an expectancy. Look at this. Now when we say that he keeps your mind perfect peace, and if you keep your mind stayed on him, in the Amplified, I'm gonna kind of paraphrase the Amplified, he said he keeps you in constant peace whose mind is steadfast and committed and focused in both character and inclination, who trust with hope and confidence. And what is he saying? He said, if I just trust God with hope and confidence, that if I just tell myself that today, yeah, it sounds bad and it looks bad, but tomorrow could be my day, I would tiptoe expectancy, believe that God can do anything but fail, lie, and die. Oh, come on and say amen here. I believe that in my mind that he can do anything but fail. Come on and give God some praise. And so he can do exceedingly and abundantly and above all I can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. When I think about all of that, I realize that God can do it tomorrow if he gives me tomorrow. And so while it is today, I praise him today for what he can do on tomorrow, because I'm praising him in peace. You can tell when a person has peace that even though I got all hell that is broke loose in my life, I still know how to praise him, because that's my place of peace. That's my fortress. Come on and say amen. And so I'll give God the praise regardless of where I am. That's what Paul meant when he said, whatever state that I'm in, I've learned to be content. He said, I learned how to be hungry and I learned how to be full. In other words, I know how to act whenever I don't have nothing, and I know how to act when I do have it. See, some of y'all act funny once you get it, but I'm going to act the same way. I was praising him before I got it, and I'm gonna praise him while I have it. Do I have anybody that say, I'll praise him because I got peace? I have peace like a river. What does that mean to me? That means that the peace that I have, it can't be stopped. That when it moved by a rock, it'll cut a notch out of the rock. You try to dam it up and it'll flood it out. I got peace.
the river. I got one question for you. Where is your mind? The Bible tells us, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. Now, what kind of mind did he have? He had the kind of mind that said, not my will, but thy will be done. He had the kind of mind that loved sick and healed the sick and he raised the dead. But he said, I didn't do it on my own. He said, it's my Father that do it in me. Me and my Father are one. So what you got to get in your mind is that God is in me and I am in God, and no weapon formed against me will prosper. What you got to get in your mind is that I've been sick, but the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him from them all. You got to get it in your mind that I'm more than a conqueror because he loves me. Somebody shout glory. So where is your mind? Put your mind on him because he'll keep you in perfect peace. The kind of peace that fit my situation. Preacher, you don't understand. I've been through a hard time. Well, God got a remedy for it, and his name is Jesus. Somebody shout glory. Shout hallelujah. Where is your mind? We need to have the mind like Jesus had. When he went to be judged, he didn't say a mumbling word. Some of us too busy trying to talk about it. Too busy trying to defend ourselves. Let them judge you, because coming one day, the Bible tells us that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Do I have anybody that say, I'm going to let them talk, let them say what they want to say, because one of these days the Bible lets us know that God is going to judge them like they judge me. So I ain't got time to mess with that. So I put my mind on the right stuff. I put my mind on what God has for me. He said, I'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Blessed when I come and blessed when I go. My children are blessed. My bank account is blessed. If I got an animal, they blessed. Do I have anybody? Where is your mind? Get your mind off stinking thinking. Looking at people funny and say, I got my mind on Jesus. I wish I had somebody that say, I got my mind on him because I know he'll make a way. Won't he do it? Say, won't he do it? What was on Jesus' mind? He went to the judgment, and God was on his mind. I'm doing my Father's will. He hung on the cross, and he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. His mind was on him. He said, it's all right, because this day, me and this brother going to paradise. Do I have a witness here? He died. His mind was on dying so that we might live. But when he didn't stay dead, they put him in a borrowed tomb. He only needed for the weekend, because early Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Do anybody know what I mean? I'm talking about power from on high, authority and power, Holy Ghost power, power to heal you, power to save you, power to give you peace when the enemy comes your way. Stand on the word and say, I shall not be moved. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water, won't he give you strength? Look at what it says in verse number 4. Trust in the Lord. And he said, forever. For the Lord Jehovah, use the whole name. He said, it has everlasting strength. In other words, my God is big enough. My God is bad enough. And my God is strong enough. And he won't run out of strength. He don't never get tired. You may get tired of your lies, but he never gets tired. You may get tired of your trouble, but God never gets tired. He's always a fortress. The Bible tells me that my God, he never never slumbers nor sleeps, but he sits high and he looks low. He all night and all day watching over me. When I can't watch myself, I ain't got to worry. I can go to sleep at night because God is watching over me. For all of you who stand up all night long, worried about tomorrow, you better go to sleep, baby, because you can't do nothing about it. And say, God, I give it over to your hands. I wish I had somebody. You can't stop what they did, and you can't change what they said, but what you can do is go to sleep. And since I'm going to sleep, I'm going to dream about what I put on my mind. I'm dreaming about coming out. I'm dreaming about my breakthrough. I know you're about to break down, but hold on, because your breakthrough is right before the breakdown. Somebody say yes. Tell somebody your condition is not your conclusion. I know where you are. It seemed to be bad, but that's not the end, because God is the author and finisher of my faith, and what he says is going to be the final say. No man can tell me what I do. No man can declare my end, but I thank God that he already spoke a word. Whatever my trouble is, he already sent a word. Whatever my trial is, he's already sent a word. You don't hear what I'm saying. Here's the fiery furnace, but there was a word in the furnace that took the heat out of the flame. Here is the lion's den, but there was a word in the den that took the bite out of the lion. I don't know if you're in a lion's den or if you're in a fiery trial, but say, I got peace in the midst of the trial. I got peace in the midst of the storm. That's what my mind is. I ain't worried. Tell your enemies, tell your trials what my mama used to say. I ain't studying it. I wish I had somebody. Is there anybody here? Is there anybody here that's, I got my mind stayed on him. Stayed on him. It's fixed. It's set up. I ain't moving. I'm focused in. And I ain't turning right or left. But I'm holding on. You got to hold on. Come on, hold on. If your rope of hope, it seems like it's breaking. You need to reach beyond the break and hold on. Somebody say yes. Say yes. Won't God protect you? Won't God heal you? Won't God help you? Say yes. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Is he all right? Tell your neighbor, my mind is set on what I know. And let me tell you what I know. I know he's all right. Anybody know he's all right? Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I may not look smart. I may not look intelligent, but I know something. I may not know three things. I may not even know two things, but one thing, that 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 I know. I know he's all right. I shout yeah, shout yeah. Thank you. Hallelujah. So when they want to talk about what you've been going through, say, oh, psh, girl, I ain't thinking about that. I'm thinking about where I'm going. I'm thinking about what he has in store. I'm thinking about how he's protected me all these days. When I didn't even know what trouble I was around.